The Trump presidency is over. I had to just jump into it. We're just so excited.
I can't. Okay. What are your feels?
Truly utter excitement. Like, everyone is posting the scene from, I can't think of the thing now. From the, not the Oz, The Wiz, sorry. The scene from The Wiz, when the evil witch is dead and they peel off their costumes and they start, that's how I feel. Like, oh my gosh, like, this piece of trash is gone.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, it was, I woke up yesterday and just felt like a sign of relief. I think like I felt hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like, I don't know, I felt like a weight was gone. So I'm super, I mean, obviously I know that like things ain't gonna change tomorrow and he's coming in. I think the best thing that I heard online is like, if you ever worked in the kitchen industry or whatever, and then you come and open up the restaurant and it's a mess and you like, who closed last night? I feel like that is the energy of Biden Harris.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? And they're trying to pick up the pieces and they're gonna do their best. But, or, you know, it's literally, I'm looking forward to a return to decency.
Yeah, normalcy.
Normalcy. Full complete sentences.
Oh my gosh. Like no typos. First of all, don't tweet at all. Honestly, don't. I don't need you to.
And you know, we Virgos, so we hate a typo.
Even though I do lots of typos, I also do hate them. So it's a, yes, I get it though.
But you have typos because you text so damn fast or.
But if I was the president, I wouldn't have typos. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because you would.
I would also, I don't think
you'd be on Twitter like that.
I would be running the free world, not freaking tweeting my Twitter finger. Yeah, I'm just so happy. I mean, first of all, okay, Joe Biden's president, blah, blah, blah. More importantly, Kamala Harris is president.
And y'all get her name right because everybody's jacking it up still. Kamala.
You know I'm Black, so we be calling you what you want to call you. Black people with no offense will call you by the wrong name. KK Harris is president. That's all I care about, okay?
Oh, Madam Vice President. I wouldn't even like, if I were her, if I were she, I wouldn't even like, you will call me Madam Vice President.
Right.
Like, even my husband. He's gonna be like, babe. I'm gonna be like,
who?
Babe.
Who?
And then I wouldn't come and he'd be like, Madam Vice President, I'm like, what you need, baby?
But have you seen my LinkedIn? I updated it just now. I am Madam Vice President. Babe.
Babe.
Please don't. Don't do it.
I'd be like, Doug. That's his name, right? Doug. And
I have no idea what that man's name is.
He's the first gentleman.
Look at that. We are in the future, finally.
Women aren't, let us take our rightful seat.
Right. I'm just so excited. Oh, you got the giant water bottle too.
I had another one. I had the colorful one. You guys, we both are gallon water drinkers. So I had the colorful one, but at work, two other people had it. And I almost picked up the wrong water bottle. And COVID is still happening. It's still a pantyhose. And I was like, I almost drank from a stranger's water bottle. So I got this one that looks nothing like theirs. Only for her to say, I have that one too at home. I say, if you bring it to work.
Please don't. Please don't bring that your infected bottle to work. Uh-uh. I actually took a break from my giant water bottle, making me anxious. Now I'm just drinking out of this 24-ounce jar. Oh, you can't see it because my back. Okay. I'm drinking from this 24-ounce jar, and if I drink 5.5 of these, it's a gallon.
Yo, I don't know. This is a podcast, but you guys, Asia has a filth. She has a Zoom background, and that looked like an episode of Ghost. You know, like the movie Ghost, when Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze was like in and out, and you like, he was like, Oda Mae Brown. Oh, that's what you look like. Like, I'm waiting for Patrick Swayze to jump into your body right now.
That's so funny.
Oh, she just did the, I don't know if it was the Harlem Shake or the Holy Ghost, but it was a combo.
It was a mixture of the two. But I'm just so excited. I mean, I didn't watch the full, I was on the road, so I couldn't watch the inauguration, but I watched
on the road?
You know, I was upstate getting my car registered, doing my little scooby-doo bop beep bop. Didn't know what I was doing. But I watched all the Instagram highlights, which is just as good as watching the actual inauguration.
It's like the Cliff Notes. You still get the whole story.
And really, the best of it.
And the jokes.
Right. My favorite thing right now is Bernie Sanders.
Oh, the Bernie meme!
Yeah, they are hilarious. I live for them. They're great.
What do you think was Bernie's energy? Because I had this conversation. Somebody's like, oh, he was bitter. I said, I don't think Bernie was bitter. I don't feel like he was petty. I feel like Bernie was like, I'm not trying to catch COVID and there's so many bodies right now.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is 1,002 years old.
He was like...
He really was, though. I just feel like, I don't know the man personally.
I don't
know. I definitely got the feeling like, I'm not trying to get sick. COVID is still real. There's still a lot of us out here. I'm going to be isolated and, you know, make it out alive. He's a very old man. Didn't he have a heart attack recently?
Did
or
he?
Something? He had something during the, when he was still a contender. He had a heart. Don't you call them? What do you call them? What do you call them?
I'm laughing also because I don't know.
He was a contender. Whatever.
He was still in the running.
We'll in the that. Running, right. I like contender better.
I know. It makes it like, it is like, choose your fire.
Well, he had a whole heart attack. So he ain't trying to die. Bernie, stay isolated. You made a good choice.
I really felt like Bernie is Virgo. Is he a Virgo? Because I feel like that's Virgo energy. I feel like
what Bernie is.
Yeah. Because he was just giving me, I don't want to be bothered vibes. I feel like every party that you've been invited to by our friend, let's name names because that's what we do, Sloan, I feel like that's how you would show up at the event.
Bernie is a Virgo.
Bernie is Virgo energy.
September 8th.
Oh my God!
That is hilarious.
Yo, that makes so much sense. It all makes sense. It all makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. That's so funny. That is so funny. That is...
He was holding on to them documents.
Mm-hmm. It made sense. Because I definitely... That's me at parties. I'm just like...
He was just trying to get to his seat.
Yeah, like I'm here, but I would love to go home. And it's no shade to anyone that's there. I just like to be home. I just love it. It's fun. I it's mine.
I feel like all Virgos have an old coat that we wear. I
have
an old coat. Bernie, his old coat. They say he looked like a Burlington Coat Factory commercial.
It really does. It was so great to see. It was so great to see.
It was. Other favorite parts for you?
I have to watch it, but I heard J-Lo.
I heard mixed nuts about that.
So the night before, I was looking at the program, if you will.
Itinerary,
right. And it was like J-Lo. And I was like, let me start with this. I love J-Lo.
Well, she's from the
Boogie Down. The Bronx.
The South Bronx.
Right. Her house was like 10 minutes away. So I love J-Lo. I think she's gorgeous. I think her body's amazing. She's an amazing dancer, but she's a wonderful performer. I do not think she's a singer. Right? She's a performer, right? So I think a singer is like, Lady Gaga, she's a singer. Yolanda Adams is a singer. These are singers. They belt it out. They sing in their sleep. When they fart, they're hitting notes. J-Lo is not there, but that's okay. So I don't understand why they keep booking her at these very ballad heavy, talent needed events. It's odd to me.
You know what it is? When you got the right representation.
Yes.
They can open doors for you.
I don't know who her agent or manager is, but I need to find out and get with them.
I do.
Because he or she is booking like nobody's business.
Like, are they working with developmental talent? Because that's me. Like, develop me.
Right. Like, it's crazy. Because what did she do? She did a tribute. She did the Motown tribute. I think it was last year. And that But yeah, I was like, Motown. And people were saying, because people were, you know, low-key outraged. And they tried to make it a race thing. Like, oh, because she's Spanish? It was like, no. Because she's J-Lo. No, Adele could have done a Motown tribute and nobody would blink an eye. No one would blink an eye.
Because Adele be singing from her soul.
Her soul. It's because she's J-Lo, but you know what? Good for her, and love to see brown people and black people working. So
I think it was like, you know, we need to get, and you know, everybody represented
it. That's what, yeah, that's what it feels like. They wanted to just like a, you know, a very diverse.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I would have to say for me though, the top was that poet, Miss Amanda.
That was amazing.
I literally was like a kid listening to every word. She was beautiful. She was eloquent.
Yeah.
It was that for me. And I heard my mama told me, because I was talking to my mama today, let me know that Dr. Jill booked her.
Okay.
And I said, okay, Dr. Jill making, you know, Dr. Jill booked her up and found out and told her, asked her to write it back in December.
Oh, and okay.
Wow.
That was really amazing. Like, first of all, her physically, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
Just beautiful. Her voice, everything. And then the poem was also amazing. Awesome. It was like, this is great. Like, I'm not a poetry person. Like, I'm not like a, like, I tried to be into like poetry slam back in the day.
Spit a little something.
No, I can't. I tried to get
I feel it. Like you could do a little rap. Oh, wait, that's me.
Next time. But I enjoyed her even reciting her poem. I thought it was really good. It was just, and she's 22 years old, which is so amazing.
I know. Also makes me think about my life.
Yeah, at 22, she's definitely drunk somewhere.
Wasn't that when Opal was still open?
Yo, Opal, any New York people listen to this? Opal, which is on what? It was like 51st and 2nd or 51st and 3rd. You probably saw us. We treated Opal like it was our club. Like
that was our spot.
Like, we're here. DJ, play the usuals. Bartender, make my drink. You know what it is. Don't play with me. That was our spot. Like, it was crazy. We were there all the time. I had a birthday party there.
Yeah. We all did. You know, they treated us so well. How could you not?
Yeah, I truly had a blast at Opal. It was a lounge, so it was free to get in. It was like, come dressed to the nines, come in your pajamas. It was excellent. I had so much fun there. I had, man, to be young again. I wonder if she parties.
You said what?
I wonder if she parties.
Oh.
The poet laureate.
No, well, I don't know.
Probably like low key though. Like she's more like she's definitely a lounge girl.
Yeah, she definitely gave me lounge vibes.
Yeah, she's not like going to like, I don't know, name a club. 50-50, is that a club? 40-40. I don't do clubs, so I don't know.
50 is where we would be. Let me see, when if she has a TikTok? Isn't that what y'all kids be doing? A tickety tock tock. I thought about getting a TikTok because I want to do that. The makeover. You see that one? They're like boom, ba-doom, and then they like change.
I think I seen that one today.
Hit the camera. I was thinking of doing that, but I was like, oh, I gotta get a TikTok.
I have TikTok, but I haven't done a single. I don't even open it actually. One, and I haven't done a single thing yet. But I'm really like all listeners. So this year, you may see me like on YouTube.
Doing what, sis? Tell the good people.
Like I'm just trying to kind of rebrand or brand myself as a whole. I don't think I have a brand as of now.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to like kind of step into like my sexiness. Ooh. And just I guess be more out there, be more in your face. Like my presence, not like my titties. Or my titties also. Yeah, so I was like, should I do a TikTok? Should I do a, like, I would love to do the bust it challenge, but literally I do not have the cartilage in my knees.
You have to like just you already be on the ground.
I'll edit it so crazy. You would see me like you would see me go down like an inch, and then next I'm down the ground already. That's it. Like I'm not. You're not seeing me drop it. You're not seeing that part because it's not going to happen.
My knee does this creaky thing. It's not, you know what my knee sounds like? You ever crumpled up a Doritos bag?
Oh yes.
That's what my right knee sounds like.
I had Doritos yesterday.
What?
Yes, yeah, I know. I should have had them, but I was in a store and they spoke to me.
Which one?
I had Cool Ranch.
Ooh.
And I had the chip. One of the chips I had was like so colorful, like the flavor.
I hate like, that.
You hate it?
People think I'm weird, but I don't like when it has all the seasoning. The one chip that stole all the seasoning from the rest, it's too much.
Yeah, it's flavor. No. I love it. It's like my salt intake for the week, but I love it. I love that chip.
I'll make sure I give that chip to you.
Thank you. I love it. I'm like, oh, this one is for last. I'll put that one to the side. Like, no lie.
It looks like a confetti party.
That is my favorite chip in the whole pack.
No, ma'am. You're on that island by yourself.
How weird. Okay. Also, I loved Michelle's outfit. I mean, I think everyone loves the Obamas. Truthfully, this is a true statement. And if anyone contests me, then you're a hater. If you do not like the Obamas, you are a hater. There's no reason not to like them, or you're racist. That's it. I feel like it's just like, but what's your reasoning? What is your reasoning?
She, when I saw Mama Michelle, when those doors opened, so I tell you, I was floored, aghast, taken back.
Her hair,
and she had her edges.
She had the leave out, I don't know what, that must be like the Max Hold spray. Cause the curls were curling, but also still bouncy.
Still bouncy. Just the epitome of excellence, the high-waisted belt. I have to get a belt.
The outfit, the color, outfit. Literally everything was amazing.
I mean, I think all the colors were beautiful.
Yes.
I know a lot of people had an opinion as far as, oh my God, they shouldn't be doing it because of COVID and blah, blah. And I hear those and I hear you people. Yes, we're in the middle of a panty and there are things that we should be focusing on. But however, I mean, we're just coming off of a bunch of lunatics storming the Capitol.
Right.
And why they gotta, I mean, I understand, like, I mean, everybody was masked up and things like that, but I just felt like, I understand why they did it. Yeah, so yeah. I understand why they did it. So for me, that, I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, can we just talk about that for a minute? Because those are terrorists.
Yeah.
And they should not be allowed to dictate the nation.
Correct.
So I definitely understand that. And it's just like, there's so many feelings outside of how the inauguration was. It's just so amazing to, especially being a first Black woman, Black Indian woman in the White House, like she needed to have her shine. She deserved an inauguration like everyone else has gotten, not something virtual. And I understand COVID is real and I hope nobody got sick yesterday.
Exactly. Well, but Bernie definitely didn't get sick.
But it's just very important that was something also amazing and she got what she deserved. It was like, you know, like not just a virtual party, she needed to get that as well.
It was definitely a monumental moment, and I think it's also sad that it's taken this long for that to happen. I think we really need to, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, the first blah blah, blah, and it's 2021.
Yeah.
And this is in this country, this is the first time that we have a woman of color in that position.
And really a woman. That's crazy.
And like, a woman.
Yeah, women are the majority. And it's the first time a woman is in that position. That's insane. And then a woman of color is like, I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic for it. But I'm also just like, this country is so ridiculous, so disgusting. Like, get your shit together.
Yeah, it's just like, what?
I remember when she won the election. I mean, I remember the day one of the 2-week election counting we had to go through. But I don't cry, as some of you know. I think I have broken tear ducts. I actually just
don't
cry.
Have tear ducts.
I don't. I get emotional, but like nothing comes out my face. But I literally found the strength to shed like 5 tears when she got elected, because it was just like how beautiful to see yourself. I mean, I'm old, I'm not going to run, but for the young Black women, young Indian women in the country, young women of color, young women, it's just so many categories to know that, okay, because it kind of feels like it's now possible. Before it was like, it's possible, it's not against the law, but is it really possible for this country to elect a woman? And it's just really beautiful to see it happen. And now it's, and that's, you know, one, that's one less thing to check out the list. And we can move forward with more women in the White House, more women of color in the White House, more people of color in the White House.
Yeah, because the White House is still very white.
Yeah. Do you know, oh, my favorite little white lady who talks about race? I think her name is Anne.
Oh, the little old one.
Yeah, I love her. I forgot her name. I'll figure it out later.
I feel like it is Anne.
I think it's Anne. I was watching one of her interviews, and she was like, isn't the White House being called the White House is so racist. She was like, it should be called the President Residence. I was like, yeah. She's like, the White House should not be called the White House. Like, it's just, it sends the bad. And I'm like, first of all, it's not books with her.
Her name is Jane Elliott.
Jane Elliott. We were very close.
Yes.
Jane, truly the same name, honestly.
Real respect, Miss Jane, but you were absolutely right. And I thank you and applaud you for the work you do.
Yes. And I'm just like, it's true. Look, it should be called the President's Residence, or be called it by its address. But we just can't.
There's so much to unpack there.
Yeah, there's so much. And then the fact that it was built by slaves, I'm sure the slaves haunting all of that shit.
Yep. Well, I'm glad that, you know what, we at least, if anything, we got a slave master out the house. So,
yo, Trumpy though looks so sad, and I'm so happy.
What a salty way to lose. Like, you didn't even greet them to come into the house.
Yes.
You didn't even, like, come on, you're talking about you going to be back or in some form, like.
Bro. No, first of all, listen, I mean, you know, I say what I want to say. I don't care. You're old, my nigga. You gonna make it 4 more years? Are you sure?
Hate lives long. Hate, you ever have that miserable grandparent that just...
Evil people live forever.
Or evil cat. You ever had a evil cat? It just...
Forever.
It's the hate. The hate fuels the blood. It keeps
it warm. It keeps it pumping. It really does. It really does. Like, Trump, please never come back. Please never. Please never. Please stay in Florida. Please get eaten by an alligator. Please get washed away in a storm.
Bro, you know what was crazy to me is like seeing the things that he's gonna change in the first 100 days to realize how much crap Trump did not do, or how, like, just even like, I don't even understand like how you can like just even justify like voting for him, knowing that like he has, you know, actively tried to hold back everybody, Black people, gay people, transgender community, and things like that. So it's just, I'm very happy, and I'm just to see the things that in the first 100 days, immigration, and you know I'm directly affected by that, girl.
No, you're right, because I was looking at a list of the things he's going to reverse.
Not even
his personal agenda. The things he wants to reverse are like the Muslim travel ban,
the Paris Agreement. Like,
right. It's funny because he can spend the first 100 days just reversing all the bad shit this loser did.
Yeah, trying to get his back.
And that'll be amazing in itself.
Yeah. If he could get us back to where we were 4 years ago.
Right. If he just rewind us back, you've done God's work.
Exactly. And they're like, how you gonna pay for it? He's like, all the tax breaks that these rich people was getting.
Tell him, Joe.
Give me my money back. Okay. Just, you know, it looks like I do want to end on a positive note. You want to talk about Plies teeth?
Bitch. Not the cackle. Okay, I'm sorry. Yo, them teeth?
Because you know we teeth people in this.
We literally just discussed teeth before this, before we started recording.
We really did.
Them teeth. And sometimes veneers or whatever they are, they're crazy looking. I don't know who's his dentist. They did that shit. His teeth look good.
Men. Good. Men, if you are hearing us, women like nice teeth. And a teeth could really upgrade you. So I'd rather date a man with braces.
He said he's not going down no more, though.
He's a liar.
You better put them $80,000 teeth down on this cooter.
Exactly. I'll muff his head down there.
Piles, I call them piles because I'm retarded. Piles. You know, it's my dyslexia. My dyslexia does not let me call him plies. It is like piles. You mean piles, right? He looks good.
He does look really good.
He looks
much better because I just can't stand a mouthful of gold.
I just feel like your mouth is, your breath has to stink with a mouthful of gold. Like, there's no way it doesn't stink. It just, like, it's metal. Like, you ever had a handful of pennies? You ever, like, hold coins in your hand too much and then your hand smell like pennies stink. Coins stink. In your mouth, mixing with, like, could you imagine after a long day of him eating, like, a seafood boil, like the garlic butter and a metal mouth? That's disgusting.
And then he goes to sleep next to, you know, when it marinates and your mouth is open, you turn towards him and that breath.
There's been days I brush and I cannot get the taste out of my mouth. My breath still stinks from having a good garlic boil.
But I won't stop. I won't stop.
Oh, hell no. Garlic is good for you.
Anyway.
Well. We're out of here. We're done for the day. We're done.
We hope you enjoyed our little recap. You know, a change is coming.
Oh, that's my favorite song. I should sing it. I was born. That's all I'm going to give you.
A little taste. Album will drop.
Right. Follow the podcast for the album release party.
You know, virtual, because we're not trying to get, it's a panty.
It's a full panty. Mm. All right, guys. Thank you for coming. As always, subscribe, like, send us an email. We want to hear from you. Please.
At Dos Virgos Podcast.
And dosvirgospodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, send us an email. No hate, because we do clapback.
Later.
Bye.